You are listening to CKMS 102.7 FM in Waterloo, Ontario, radiowaterloo.ca on the web. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative grant program and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Government of Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. You can access the archives of this show on radiowaterloo.ca/news or on the National Local Journalism Initiative website. I'm your host, Trish Holmes. This week, I bring you good news from the community. The 519 Community Collective, an example of mutual aid that this show featured back in March, has been gifted a fridge and a freezer worth $15,000 from Shopify. In addition, the collective has been invited to set up kitchen at the Emmanuel Pentecostal Church, giving them a dedicated workspace, storage facilities, and out of Julie Sawatsky's kitchen. I talked to Julie on the May long weekend about the gift and how demand has outgrown what she can produce out of her own kitchen. Here, Julie explains the importance of this additional refrigerated space.
Without these freezers, we can't take big donations because there's only so much room. And I have to store everything just incredibly the right way or else public health is not going to be happy. And I also do take pride in serving food to the community, so I want to make sure it's done in an ethical and proper manner so people aren't getting sick. To have a big fridge, like when people donate like a big flat of tomatoes or a big flat of this, that always has to get like broken down and processed, time consuming. So if, and then drop it off at my house, then later drop it off at the church. So if we could just facilitate it where if someone has a huge drop off, meet us at the church Tuesday at 2, haul it on down and stack it all up in the fridges and freezers, and that will just like save so much time and money too, really, because you're usually when you're buying bigger portions of something, it costs a lot less. So for us, we're not limited now to buying what fits.
Where will the kitchen be located?
Yeah, so this is another amazing situation that happened over the last couple of weeks. Pastor David Wilkinson, an incredible human being. He has an amazing story. He actually used to be homeless himself and went through a lot of street stuff. Got his life together, really had a transformation, got married, has beautiful children, and now is the pastor of Emmanuel Pentecostal Church at 100 Hoffman Street in Kitchener.
Okay.
And he reached out to me, actually, and he said, I'd love to have coffee with you and just talk to you. I love what you're doing, and I feel like maybe we here at Emmanuel can help you with that. So I went there for coffee and brought some of my admin team in, and it was like fireworks in terms of two visionary people together and just like seeing the need in the region and really, really being passionate about how we can like fix it and do it in a way where we can keep it sustainable and get lots of people involved. So they opened their doors up to their church kitchen to us as a partnership. So we now are fully moved into their kitchen. We've got all our equipment, a separate pantry, a separate room with shelving for all our takeouts, a room for our fridge freezers. Like, they have just gone above and beyond the call of duty. They're not asking for anything in return. In fact, they're trying to offer more support and anything they can. Like, his verbiage is essentially, I just want to be in the background to support you guys so that you can do what you're already doing, but do it easier and better. You know, to meet somebody like that that you've never met before, that just essentially checked all the boxes for the things you need, space you need, and the kind of personality you're going to best jive with. It was Pastor David Wilkinson, and he has just been a text away anytime we need anything and so, so, so helpful. And his visions for the region are just absolutely incredible. And if we can even bring 1% of that to fruition, our region would be doing pretty dang good.
I talked to Pastor David Wilkinson about the donation of their space to the 519 Community Collective.
I love about 519 that they are welcome everybody. It's not an organization that sort of says, you know, this type of person can only serve. It's a place that everyone can serve, everyone can give back, and that's a beautiful thing. And we really believe about that same thing at Emmanuel.
The first collaboration you've had with the 519 Community Collective is that they've moved in to your kitchen.
That's right. Yeah. It was kind of cool because I didn't originally think that was what was going to happen when I called her. originally, we have video equipment and a really great video team in our church. So I said, hey, you know, why don't we do some videos to help other cities find out about what you're doing? Because, I mean, as you know, Julie's like this organizational wizard. And so I just thought, okay, well, what they're doing could be multiplied in other places, right? But then, yeah, we were talking, and I just had this sense, like, you know, what's your process for cooking? And long story short, she just told us that there's a bunch of different places they cook. I said, well, why don't we just invite you guys to cook at our place? Because it's empty, really, and there's not much cooking with pandemic happening there. So, yeah, the rest is history there. They moved in, and they're cooking twice a week, and hopefully more down the line. Right. So, pretty cool.
Did they move the Shopify donation in there, the fridge and freezer, into your kitchen? Or?
They did, yeah.
That's how I understood it.
What an amazing thing that Shopify would give that. I look forward to seeing more of that type of collaboration. I mean, that's really what we need in this hour, right? We need the city, the people of the city to not compete with each other, and organizations to kind of get over themselves and just have a heart of collaboration. And I think that's really what we want to see with this partnership, and then on, you know, it's just that we would have a heart of service. The mission, the point of why we're helping each other, and not just sort of, you know, it's not about us, right? It's not about our little organizations. It's about feeding people and helping people.
Do you have any ideas about future collaborations with the 519 Collective specifically?
Yeah, I mean, for us, certainly the video one is one we've talked about. I really like the idea of being able to train other people in other regions. But also, we're talking about video that will also train people how to cook. So, you know, one of the big things for, you know, single moms, let's say, is they'll say, you know, there's just not enough time in the day to provide meals to kids with online school and work, right? Mm-hmm. And so the idea would be to come up with some videos that help them understand how to make, you know, 30 days worth of food in a Saturday, right? These kinds of things, just anything that's going to equip and resource people with the skills, the tools to do life and with what they have, you know. I think that's another part of this is not just necessarily feeding, but teaching people. As we say, right, if you can give a man a fish, feed him for a day, but you can teach him how to fish, feed him for a lifetime. And so there's that type of thinking going on right now. Lots of things sort of in the idea stage.
Because things have become so acute in Kitchener, in Ontario, in Canada, and because you know so much about the landscape, if you will, how do you think we got to this spot?
Specifically with the amount of homelessness and hungry and
exactly.
Or do you mean
exactly? Yeah. That's exactly it. Curious.
Yeah, I think so, you know, our values have changed and shifted in society, and you know, the basic values, you know, one of the things that's so beautiful about Canada and has been for so long is the fact that we believe in taking care of one another, and we see that in a policy of social welfare and support. I think that a lot of it is that increasingly we're seeing lack of funding for the marginalized and the hungry, the elderly as well. If you really investigate it, you see that increasingly, you know, retirement homes are getting less and less support. Wages are being cut. You know, if you were to research, this would bother you if you check it out, but you know, the amount of funding that youth hostels, youth programs are getting, increasingly it's less and less. I think that at a government level, it's our values are changing. But the good thing about it is, and I think that the shining light of the story is really that now we're seeing society and the people rising up and saying, okay, well, if society, you know, the governments are not going to help, we must do something. And I think that's a good thing. That will then, in the long term, if enough of us, you know, step up and begin to meet needs, I believe that those values will then, those same people that are helping, then help to fill roles in government and then be change makers again in society. I mean, if you look at history, that's kind of how it works. You have a lull of graciousness and kindness, and people start to say, hey, this is enough, you've got to do something.
For people who are listening to this, who are marginalized, who are experiencing homelessness, what would you, say, contact with people like you, or with
100%, yeah, whether that's signing up for some of the food programs like through the 519, whether that's just giving Emmanuel Church a call, emailing us, our phone number at Emmanuel is 519-744-9981, and we definitely want to come alongside people to help. And you can also go on if you're in need of a food hamper, or want to be put on the freezer bag program, or want to, there's endless programs that they've got going. Definitely sign up through the 519. But we're here, and we want to help. And if you are listening and you're someone who wants to shout, and maybe you just have a question, maybe I said something today that piqued your interest and you want to hear more, that's a shout. Give 519 a shout, give us a shout at the church. We're simply just people that want to help.
What Julie and the whole 519 community collective are doing is exceptional and extraordinary. I asked her to remind me and all of you who they are and what they do.
First and foremost, when we started, it was myself and my kids and my husband serving food out to the homeless. I started this group to kind of share positivity. People could share pictures and videos and just this kid went and fed the hospital worker, and it was kind of started like that. But then people would reach out in the group and let folks know they were struggling. I was like, holy mackerel, people are struggling. And then I started reaching out to them and being like, hey, if you need a food hamper, I got your back. So I would just go in my own pantry and make them a food hamper, and it would just all work out, So I was kind of doing that for a while. We gave out from my house alone before I brought on any help, probably about 375 grocery hampers from my own food pantry for my family. And then I realized really quickly, if this is going to expand and grow, I'm going to need more help. So that's when I started to invite people to this group and bring on friends as administrators and even strangers that I had met through the community. And then we kind of expanded our program to not be just solely for the homeless and in shelters and encampments, things like that. But now we have food programs that serve the entire community. Our urban meal program, which essentially is frozen meals cooked in our commercial kitchen that we keep in the freezer, and people can fill out a form and there's an emergency request and they just can't possibly think of cooking food or standing in a kitchen for a long time or going and sourcing ingredients. We've got that covered. We'll just deliver that to them. So that's a really neat program. Mm-hmm. The pantry project has been something that seems like it's taken forever, but it's only because it was the damn winter. You can't do anything like that in the winter. So it's kind of waiting for nicer weather. But we've got 7 pantries installed so far. There's another 10 that are already built and ready to be installed. It's just a huge process, and we can't obligate our team to work 24 hours a day every single day of the week.
Of course, yeah.
So that's why they're kind of spaced out. And the last week we were able to install 2 locations in Cambridge, 3 locations in Kitchener, a location got installed in Elmira, a location this week got installed in Fergus, and then coming locations, we predetermined areas of communities we have in Guelph, more in Cambridge, more in Kitchener, some in Waterloo. It's exciting times. Oh, one in Breslau as well.
I'm not sure I can even keep up with everything the 519 Community Collective does. Every week, in addition to the food pantries, the food hampers, and the shelter packs, the group also makes provisions for pets, specifically cats and dogs. The collective also organizes 300 to 400 period packs to help women afford and get through monthly menstruation. Here, Julie explains the structure of the group and how they have become connected with the shelters.
We have myself and our admin team, so there's about 10 administrative members all together, and then we have volunteers. So every week, about, on average, 400 sandwiches every single week made by community members. So on average, every month, we we are supporting 50 to 60 pets in the region with 50. Pet food. So cat food, dog food. We just do cats and dogs. Hampers, we're sending out anywhere between 200 and 250 emergency food hampers. We are sending out on average every single week between our hampers, our outreach, food outreach every day, all weekend long. We're feeding on average 300 to 400 people a week. When we go to outreach, one location has 50 people. And so on Tuesdays, there's 50 people. On Thursdays, we're two separate places. Each place has 50 people. It's already 150. Then, Friday, it's 50 people. That's 200. Saturday, it's about 60 people. And then Sunday, it's two separate locations of 50 people again.
And all these locations can be found on your Facebook page.
Yeah, so it's just Kitchener. It's Kitchener at the, we go to all the different motels that are acting as shelters.
Okay.
So we've built a really great relationship with a lot of folks that live there, and there's a lot of come in and go in. So folks will go from St. Mary's shelter and they'll get moved into the hotel. Well, the workers from St. Mary's will give us a heads up and say, we've got so-and-so moving there, their room such and such, they're going to need food. And so we're, like, plugged in with a lot of the other agencies and organizations that use us now as a resource.
And this is all done without government assistance.
Yeah, we're totally community funded at the beginning. We were my husband and my own money funded. And then I started just putting it out there, like, I'm going to need some help because I'm not working anymore. And I already ate up about $3,000 of my own money. So I'm like, can we get a little help? And thankfully, folks help and stuff. But we would realistically, just for our, like, bills, like, storage unit, insurance, gas, electricity for all the fridges and freezers. They're like, they suck the energy. So stuff like that, it's about $500 to $600 a month.
Oh, okay.
It's an ongoing cost. And then you couple all the initiatives. So like building a pantry, buying all the lumber, the plexiglass, posts, this, tools, like the community gardens. Like we have two community gardens now. And it's just, it's amazing how much funding you can go through when the government isn't involved. And people will say, well, why don't you just become a charity? Well, because then you have a whole bunch of red tape and bureaucracy. And just the other day we were talking about this with my team. I'm like, can you imagine if we were a legit charity and how much hassle it would be to even just go buy hot dog buns?
Really, it complicates things like that.
Yeah, nobody really thinks about that. They all have advice for me.
The 519 Community Collective started modestly to bring positivity to people's lives during the pandemic, and wow, look at what they're achieving. They are helping people, most importantly, and they are bringing together businesses and the religious community. I'll wrap up the show in a minute, but I thought I'd leave the last word to Julie.
We would be literally nothing without the administration team members and the volunteers, because yes, I work very hard. I probably put 50 hours a week into this. It's like it's necessary, and once I looked, I couldn't look away. So all I would add in is that I couldn't do it, my family couldn't do it without everyone's help, but we're going to consistently need that enthusiasm from the community because we've committed to helping people now.
The music on today's show has been Fat Cartoon Jazz by Purple Planet Music. I am Trish Holmes, and you have been listening to the CKMS Newsroom on CKMS 102.7 FM in Waterloo, Ontario, radiowaterloo.ca on the web. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative Grant Program and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Government of Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. You can access the archives of this show on radiowaterloo.ca/news. Have a great day.